For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. Water is flowing normally through the Columbia Water Treatment Plant these days. Columbia gets its water from two sources, nearby Lake Murray and the Columbia Canal, which suffered a breach in its levee during the October flood, emptying the canal's water into the Congaree River. Columbia Director of Utilities and Engineering Joey Jaco said engineers set to work immediately to build a temporary rock dam above the breach, keeping most of the length of the canal filled and functioning.
To save our water plant, raw water source, the goal was we're going to block off the canal to save the water source. That was our game plan day one, and that's what we started out to do.
Jaco said the breach was caused by water overtopping and eroding the outside of the earthen levee. A concrete spillway would not have sustained such damage.
Spillway is designed to release, so it's designed for overtopping. But once it overtops an earthen levee structure, if it lasts for enough period of time, you're going to have a failure. If it's an earthen structure, it's not a hardened structure. Once you get over the top, you weaken that backside, and it's just a matter of time before it just pushed its way through.
Waterworks Superintendent Clint Sheely said though it appeared that a second breach occurred, it was actually the product of the damming of the canal to hold water for the treatment plant.
Part of the emergency damming up of the canal to secure our water supply was to place the rock dam perpendicular to the flow of water. As that dam was being constructed, the channel started narrowing, and so there was increased velocity of the water through that narrower channel. Some of that flow got directed toward the levee itself, and it washed away a section. It wasn't a full breach.
The rock dam has allowed normal water treatment to proceed while plans are made to repair the breach and refill the now empty but very visible end of the canal. Sheely said the area is actually a very short part of the canal's 3.2-mile length. He said in the scheme of things, it was actually lucky that the breach appeared near the canal's end where it did, which left the rest of the canal intact to provide the city water.
It allowed us to put in that temporary rock dam instead of trying to actually repair the levee itself. It allowed us to just do a very quick blockage of the water. So if it were going to fail, that was one of the better spots. You can't say it was good, but that was one of the better spots for it too.
Pumps at the water plant's high pump station send clean water to customers. Following the breach, the city issued a boil water advisory out of caution because the flood forced a short evacuation of the treatment facility. But Sheely said in reality, floodwaters did not affect Columbia's famously high-quality water.
After we were able to get our people back out in the distribution system to sample, we actually had no confirmed positive bacteriological samples out of the entire sampling for the entire flooding event, the entire month of October, which to me is miraculous.
A final result of the repairs will be an improved facility with more access for the public, said Jaco.
You will have a repaired canal embankment, but we'll also have a way for pedestrians as well as equipment to be able to get to the other side. So we'll have a longer canal walk after this is over with, and it'll be more connectivity with all the park areas here.
Sheely says repairing the levee will likely take around 2 years at a cost of up to $40 million. The city is working with FEMA and other agencies and hopes to cover at least 75% of that amount with federal funds. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.